Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
All right. Let's cut this intro short. I rise with the sun. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, July the 19th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to continue really with this series that we are started. That's not a series, but we turned in this subject about your internal problems, how to take your most deep, dark, dirty, hidden secret, the thing that you don't want nobody to know, and take that thing, that internal problem, and turn it into a external product or solution. So today, my brothers and sisters, we want to talk about one of the most important parts, which is step number 5 out of the 7 steps that we are discussing when we are talking about this over an understanding of niche marketing or niche building or niche servicing, which is simply you. Your niche is you. And so it is this ability, my brothers and sisters, to over and understand that each one of us has a specific niche. And it is your job to maximize or optimize that niche. And if you have that ability, brothers and sisters, then you are on to something very, very successful. Because most people don't have that. Most people don't have an authentic niche. Most people have a job, they have a skill, they have something that they do for money. They don't have anything that they do for purpose. So where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. And it is very important, my brothers and sisters, that we over and understand how that works. And hopefully the sound and everything is okay, that you guys can hear me okay. That's always a question. So let's see who's out there. Sister Ellen, if the sound is okay, sis, could you just give me a text really quickly to let me know that the sound is okay before we proceed? I just want to make sure that everyone is able to hear me okay, because it's very important before we get into the meat of tonight's message, because this is one of the most important messages that you're going to hear. And I say that all the time, and I know it gets a little redundant, but it's very important for me that you really, really, really get that I provide you with value. Even though this is free content, it still have value. Most people associate free, and thank you very much, Sister Ellen. I do appreciate that, sis. Most people associate free as not having value. I want to destroy that trend. Everything that I do has value. Everything that I say has value. So when I'm joking around, you can learn something. I'm just not here because I enjoy or like myself, you know, talking. I'm here because I want to add value to your life. I want to do something that might, that makes your life better. I want you to optimize your life. I mean, every, right where you are is good. And the thing that's very important that I need you to hear is that I'm not here trying to tell you that your life needs a major overhaul. I'm not here trying to tell you that there's something major wrong with your life. There, now, there may be or there may not be. I'm simply saying that there is room to optimize your life. There's a little room in the areas of wealth. You're doing good. You're making great money. But there's a little room for you to do better. In the area of health, you look great. You got a great diet. You're exercising. You're doing your thing. But there's a little room for you to optimize your life in the area of health. In the area of wisdom, you're studying. You're researching. And, you know, you're all-knowing and you're all-powerful. You're all-present. Man, you got it going on. But there's a little room for you to optimize your life in the area of wealth, in the area of health, in the area of wisdom, and in the area of relationship. You got a great relationship. You got a great marriage. You got a great friendship. You got a great relationship with yourself. You know, you meditate. You know, you do yoga. You know, you exercise. You and the Father, you go out into the woods once a week, and, you know, you get a chance to be one with nature. You know, you walk barefoot on the beach. Whatever you're doing in your area of a relationship with yourself, with your God, and with others, it's great. But there is room to optimize it. There is always room. There is always room. So I come to you today with that, with the understanding that there's always room to optimize your life. And so we start off by understanding that content that I'm talking about, step five, is how to create niche content, what I call solo content, or what I call your spiritual ID. Now, this is authentic, you, solo, niche diakonia content. You have to create a vehicle that is content that is diakonia content driven. Now, diakonia content driven vehicle, that means that when I look at your, whatever you do on your on Facebook, I should be able to see diakonia content driven. If you're on Facebook posting a video about something that you saw. Now, I understand you got family events. I post my children. I post family events. But I try to post stuff that is always content driven. So the first thing that you got to do is your content should be authentic. It should be real. And the way that you know that it is real, because it is solo, what I call solo content. Your content has to be solo. That means that nobody else is in your skull but you. The only person that's inside of your brain is you, yourself, and I being you. Those are only three entities in your head that should be in your head. So your content should be solo. So when I say solo, I mean that your content should be uniquely you. It should come from your perspective. It should come from your experiences. It should come from your education. It should come from your culture. It should come from your background. One of the things that I've decided to do is to stop criticizing other people, especially, like, I watched the, it's amazing how, especially within the black or the African-American or colored, I don't know what phrase we're using now, community, the conscious community, man, there's always one group that's going after another group. There's always this people bashing. So solo content, authentic content is real content. Show yourself. I want you. People are interested in you. People are really not interested in your product, your service, or your information. They are interested in learning how you use your product, your service, or information. Let me say that again. Man, people ask me all the time, Brother Will, you are really hard on the church people. Every time I listen to your show, man, you dogging, you have a negative vibe about Reverend Dr. Bishops. You are always talking about church. You're talking about Cretans. You're belittling us. You're always coming hard at us. And to a certain extent, they have a point. But the reason that I'm hard on the Reverend Dr. Bishops and the church community is because I don't look forward to Sundays. Because going to church for me on Sunday is a waste of my time. Now, my time is very valuable because I don't have much of it. All of my time I'm spent doing shows. I'm doing Dear Kinnear reports. I'm doing one-on-ones. And so I cherish my time. And so when you go to church, I am surrounded. I'm with people who are pretending that they do what I do Monday through Saturday. See, I go to church Monday through Saturday. Sunday is for people who don't do church on Monday through Saturday. They do church for 2 hours on Sunday. See, I don't read about love. I am love. I don't read about faith. I live by faith. Every month, every 30 days, my financial report starts at zero. And I have 30 days by which to come up with the funds, the resource that I need to pay my mortgage, to pay my car, to pay my insurance, to pay all of my bills. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying when I talk about content, when I talk about being authentic, when I talk about real, when I talk about walking by faith and not by sight, when I talk about walking through the valley of shadow and death and fear no evil, when I talk about calling those things that are not as though they were, because on the first of the month, there is not nothing in my account. But by the end of the month, there is something in my account. That has been going that way for 5 years, and it will continue. Regardless of how much money I put in savings or don't put in savings, I take every dime that I make and I reinvest it into my company. I buy new content. I learn new stuff. I spend a lot of information doing what I'm going to talk about at the very last thing, at the very last part, which is acquiring new skill sets, the new skills. So let me make sure you understand this three-step process. Number one, you got to be real. You got to show yourself. People don't buy your product, your service, or your widget. They buy you because you are using your product, your service, or your widget. So if you're selling liquid vitamins and you don't use liquid vitamins, my gut, my spirit is going to say he's phony. I'm going to get a bad vibe. I'm not going to be able to put my finger on it because I don't follow you around 24/7, but you come on, I see your video on YouTube. I go to your Facebook page. I go to your LinkedIn account. I go to your TubeMogul account. I go to your, Instagram account. I go to your Snapchat account. I go to your SparkHire account. I look at your What's Happening app. I go and I check out your Google page. I check out all of your social media outlet venues. I hang out with you on Twitter, and you're telling me all this great shizness. But you're not doing that at home. So you're not being authentic. So my vibe picks that up. Now, nobody is perfect. I do a rotation diet. If I want to eat a candy bar, I'm going to eat a candy bar. If I want to eat a steak, I'm going to eat a steak. And if I'm going to be a vegetarian. So I eat according to my body. I do what is called instinctive training. I have an instinctive diet, and I have instinctive content. That's called intuition. Now, I don't know nobody else who teaches intuitive, again, content creation. I don't know nobody who do intuitive physical fitness training. I don't know nobody who does intuitive relationship training. I would get up and I will get in my car. I would drive to my wife's job and show up with balloons and lunch. I'll be sitting at home. A thought would be downloading to my spirit. I get up and I go do it. I don't analyze it. I don't think about it. I would get up. Yesterday I got up. And you saw a video that I posted on an instant video. I went out, stopped what I was doing. I was feeling a little lethargic, and I wasn't on top of my game. Now, everybody else, they don't do that because it's not in their freaking 30-day planner that they planned 30 days ago. See, I don't do that bullshitness. Now, that works for other people, but it don't. I'm an instinctive guy. I'm tuned in to the pleroma and to the spirit. I get my orders off the globe. I don't get orders from this planet. My stuff comes from the quantum realm. So I'm sitting here yesterday, and I got up, and I went, and I put my workout clothes on, and I went in the heat of the day, 12 noon, when everybody said, don't go jogging. I went freaking jogging. I went exercising because something in my gut and in my spirit says, go out and do it. So I did. So I need you to, now I understand you got your Harvard MBA and you got all your education and you know, you're part of this outstanding community and you're very professional and you're very elegant and you drink, you know, you sip your pina coladas and your tea with milk and you got your one pinky in the air. And I understand that you're very chic and you got all of this great stuff going for you. But let me make sure you understand, the universe responds to people that are authentic. The universe responds to people that have intention. The universe responds to people that, again, have clear objectives. Those objectives may change every day, but as long as you got one. People tell me all the time that their objective, they've been doing the same marketing plan for the last 5 years. Really? My marketing plan changes every month because the Ruach and the Pneuma changes. So I get my marching orders from the Pleroma, and it's downloaded into my intuition. That gives me something called enthusiasm. That enthusiasm makes me get up out of my chair because it downloads into my body something called inspiration. And that inspiration makes me very charismatic. And that comes across as being very flirtatious, or it comes across as being very nonchalant, or it comes across as being very arrogant, or it comes across as being, hey, but Brother Will is really hard on Christian people. He's always dogging them. Because when I don't do what they do, I don't just worship Jesus. I actually do what he said to do. I follow. So number one, be real. Content must be real. Your content must be you. Man, you got content out of there, and you telling me all this stuff, and that's not real. That's not you. You're not authentic. So if your content, again, is not solo, if your content, again, this is extremely important because this is how you drive traffic to your website. This is how you drive traffic. This is how I start off every month. See, I don't go to church because I am the church. I don't get it. People say they go to church to pray. I am prayer. People say they go to church to fellowship. I am fellowship. People say that they go to church because they need to have, you know, they need to be in the presence of God. I am the presence of God. People go to church because they say they need faith. I am faith. So everything that everybody else has to go somewhere else to do, I do. Business is no different. People say that they have to go do this in their business. I am marketing. I am content creation. I am customer acquisition. I am also, you know, customer residual income. So everything that you got to quote unquote go out to do, I'm already doing that. So therefore, there's no need for me to go out and get it because I already have it. So number one is the simply, again, that is all part of what content creation is. Content creation is your fingerprint. It's your breath. It's your soul. People don't buy your product. I don't care how great it is. People buy you. The reason that you listening to this show is because there's something that I've said or done that registers, that basically got your attention. We are on the same frequency. We are on the same vibe. A lot of people buy my stuff, and I don't really have my. You see my videos. You see my books. You see my content. Hell, if you buy my books for the grammatical content and the authenticity, bro, you in trouble. That's not why you buy my books. You buy my books because I said that I put the crap together. You come and listen to my shows. You're part of the life optimization course because there's something in Brother Will's spirit that registers with you. That's why people buy from you. People hang out with you because they like you, or they don't hang out with you because they don't like you. So I'm not trying to get everybody to hang out with me. I know everybody don't like me. So I'm not, but that's not my market. My market is not everybody. So you got to make sure, brothers, that step five, you got to create content-driven vehicle. Your website, your social media must be you. If you got anything on the internet and your picture is not on it, I'm not interested. Because to me, you're a witch. Because witches don't put their images up there. So yeah, you got your logo up there. You got this, that, and other. Yeah, you may be shy. You may be sensitive, this, or whatever. Hey, put your page in. I buy from spiritual beings. I don't buy from freaking logos. I'm not a sigil. I know how sigil magic works. I've studied, again, the hex craft. I teach that stuff. I understand, again, how to control carbon by using the gematria codes. I've been there, done that already. I used to do that stuff. You may not know what you're doing, but I know how they're using the pixel count to override your spiritual intuition. and they are flooding you with pixels to pick your brain. And so they take your, that's why this Carbon Super 7 series is so important. It is the science of spirituality, of understanding how they take this hex code. It's a code that makes you cold, C-O-L-D. So that way they can recharge your cold, C-O-L-E, which is your voice. And then that changes your cold, C-O-A-L, which is your carbon, which is your melanin. All of this is part of the hexagram, the hexachord, and the hexagon. That is why they use those three steps. So if you come to me with some clever marketing technique, but you don't really understand how it works, you got some kind of advertising because you went to this school and you learned this thing from this internet guru, and you don't understand that it's witchcraft. You don't understand that it's hoodoo and that it's voodoo. But all you know is that, hey, this shizness worked. But you don't know that you now are practicing dark magic. But you don't understand that. You just know that you're getting customers. And you just signed up. And now, brothers and sisters, what you are doing is root cutting. And now, just like B.B. King and just like most of the African Americans who sing rhythm and blues and they use music, they have no idea that they are conjuring. But that's okay. God gives them grace because they don't know what they're doing. But I know what I'm doing. So I can't do that. I got to be real. And so I'm teaching you to be real. And the way that you be real is you show yourself. I'm going to buy you. I know you got worth and you got value. So therefore, your product got worth and your value. Because you and your product are the same. That's number one. Show yourself. Be authentic. Be real. Because, again, that's what I'm going to buy. I'm not interested in no fancy. I'm not interested in the products or the features and the benefits. I'm going to list them so I know what I'm buying. But I'm more interested in you. Number two, brothers and sisters, content creation is repeatedly doing stuff that you don't want to do. Now, I don't know. I've heard a lot of people tell me that I've read it, but I'm a real dude. Like people tell me about salvation, and you know, like I'm a real dude. Like the people that go to church on Sundays, no disrespect. They don't do what I do Monday through Saturday, because otherwise they did, they would be asleep on Sundays. See, I live by faith. See, I'm in a spiritual war right now. So I don't need to go to church to experience that, because every day there's a mental war going on in my head. Me, myself, and I, the devil's trying to take me out. He's putting thoughts in my head that are self-defeatism. Why would I do that? It's defeating the whole purpose. So where did that thought come from? I didn't come up with it. So somebody's putting thoughts in my head to try to make me defeat me. So I know, why would I do? I voluntarily got married. Nobody put a gun to my head and told me to get married. So why would I voluntarily do stuff to destroy my marriage? Now, I don't have no freaking 401k. I don't have no retirement account. I voluntarily chose to be an entrepreneur. So as an entrepreneur, I didn't work 20 or 30 years and get a gold watch, and then now I got a retirement. I can go kick back on my. So every month I got to create. See, if I don't create something today, I don't eat tomorrow. See, if I don't sell something today, I don't eat tomorrow. So every day I get up, I got to repeat steps that I don't want to do. I don't want to sit here and take somebody's name and write it out on a piece of paper and add up the letters of their name to give me their life path number. I don't want to do that. I don't want to take out the consonants in your name and to come up with your soul urge, your personality number. I don't want to go through your channel. I don't want to do the research, which I've already done, thankfully, on blood type A, blood type B, blood type C. I don't want to do your natal birth chart. Everything that it takes for me to do a 600-page Dear Canary report, I don't like it. But I understand to be successful that you got to repeat daily. You got to repeat stuff you do not want to do. And you got to be self-motivated. If I'm waiting for somebody outside of me, if I'm motivated by the fact that when I sell that Dear Canary report, I'm going to get $300, if that's my only motivation, I'm in deep trouble. Because when I spend that $300, I ain't got no more motivation. So people pay me in advance. So they pay me, and I do the Dear Canary report. So if I don't If I get the money and spend it, I ain't got no motivation to do the dick in the report. So every day I got to figure out a way. How do I motivate myself to repeatedly do shizness I do not want to do? That is content creation. See, content creation, brother, content creation says when you are driven by a code, you're driven by ethics, you're driven by morals, you are driven by something called the fruit of the spirit, you are driven by the ruach, you are driven by the pneuma. So there's something inside of me that says, Brother Will, you took that person's money and you promised them that you were going to deliver something. And you need to deliver that, brother, because you are connected with me, and I'm the Pleroma, and I honor my word above my own name. And so as a representative and an ambassador of me, get your ass up and get on the computer and start typing. See, that's the conversation that me and God have Monday through Saturday. So I don't need to go to no building on Sunday to get motivated, because I've been motivated Monday through Saturday by while everybody else was at the club watching Love and Hip Hop. Me and the Father have been communicating, and every day, 8 to 12 to 14 hours a day, I'm in a personal, private, productive, content-driven relationship with Big G. So I don't need to go and have nobody lay no hands on me to have no freaking religious experience. I have a religious experience every freaking day. And if you want a religious experience, come hang out with me. You will have a religious experience. You will meet the Father face to face. So I don't understand what everybody else is doing. That's make-believe, man. That ain't real life. You don't have no relationship with God on Sunday. You don't go to no freaking building and put on no suit. That's not how you serve. Well, if you want to serve God, you serve his people, because he's in his people. So your content must have an effect on people, because that's where God is at. God ain't no mystical dude in the sky. God is inside that dude that you don't like. That person that walks like you, look like you, but they're a different color of skin. And you hate your brother who you see every day, but you love God who you have not seen? That's not authentic, bro. That's not a repeatable, shareable event. Now remember, the only thing that lives when you die is what is shared. So I do Dear Kinnear Reports because you can share it with anybody on any planet, any time, and it has changed their lives. So that's going to outlive me. When I'm dead, they're going to say, man, I remember that dude. He used to do Dear Kinnear Reports. I didn't like him. He talked a lot of shitness about church people. But one thing I got to give him respect for, that fool, at least he has something that had an impact on people's lives. Because I want to be remembered. Because the only thing that exists when you die is your memories. That's what you take with you. When you die, what memories do you have? What have you built? What have you done? Number one, be yourself, man. Don't be fake. I live my entire life being fake. I'm not being fake no more, man. I'm being real. I'm keeping it gangster. And I'm going to repeat stuff I don't do. I don't necessarily enjoy not eating donuts every day. I like eating donuts. I actually like, you know, sugary stuff. But I know that stuff is not good for me. So I got to repeat every day the stuff that I got to do it every day. What do you got to do, Brother Will? In the area of wealth, every day I got to wake up. And every day I got to do digging the reports. Every day I got to post Facebook posts on ads. Every day I got to do videos. Every day I got to put my image in my face and my product and my service and my message in front of new people every day. Every day I got to prime the pump. Every day I got to practice customer acquisition every day. Even if I don't like it, that's part of the stuff I do like. People think being in business is you just do what you like and do what you want to do all day. People think being healthy means and you just do what you like all day. People think being wise means that you just read what you like every day. People think being in a good relationship means you just do what you like. No, being successful meaning that you do what you don't like to do. The people that are successful are people that can get up and do what everybody else is afraid and don't want to do. The difference between the rich people and poor people, the difference between successful people and non-successful people, rich people do the shizness that poor people don't want to do. Poor people is not going to get up every day. They were the city. They were the sleep in late because they partied all night. Rich people don't party. They too busy working. Rich people ain't got time to be on Facebook all day, freaking going back and forth with people that ain't got no damn job. Rich people ain't got time to do that. People that got purpose, you got to go on Facebook, make your post, and get off because you got stuff to do. That's what? Purpose-based. So content creation is the result of simply repeating a process once it's established by which you develop your content. How do you develop your content? You are your content. You know the best way to make a product? Just have somebody follow you around with a camera, and whatever you do, just film it. This is just, it's just that simple. It's mind-blowing to me. There's no person that's listened to the sound of my voice. I've never met nobody that's a part of brought any of my products, services, or information for me that is not more, their lives are not more interesting than mine. Everybody I talk to, when I go to Facebook, I can go to Facebook right now and look at anybody's Facebook page, and I see their images, and I'm like, wow, what is it like to be in that person's skin? Like, when I get to that level, that's one of the things I'm going to do. I just want to go visit people and see what is the day in the life of Brother Blank? What is the day in the life of Sister Blank? That is interesting to me. That is your product. Now, to you, your life is boring. But to me, your life is fascinating. And you sitting around here, Brother Will, I ain't got no product, brother. I don't know what to do. And I'm sitting up here like, damn, I wish I could go over and visit this person because they are so interesting. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I don't know no ugly people. I don't know no uneducated people. I don't know no boring people. Everybody that I see, I look at them, I see beautiful people. I don't know no beautiful people. I don't know no ugly people. I look at you and I look at people, their images. That's why I like images. That's why I was a photographer. I've never met an ugly person, and I've seen some ugly people, but they're not ugly because they got a personality. Once they start moving and start talking and cracking jokes, and it's like, wow, I forget that they got a big nose. I forget they got little beady eyes. I forget that they ain't got no hair. Or I forget they got long hair. Or I forget they got them freaking dreads or whatever they call, fools call that crap that they put on their head that they don't wash their hair. I don't know why people do that. But anyway, but my point is there is no such thing as a non-interesting person. I can go hang out with homeless people all day and just sit there and talk to them because they are people. They got souls, man. They are an individual expression of God. There's no such thing as a boring person. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You just bubbling with all types of content, but you don't want to share it. Share it, brother. Share it. So share your life with the world because the world want to know about you. They're interested in you. You may find yourself boring, but I don't. I want to know what you're going to do. I want to know, how did you prepare that meal? You say, oh, well, Brother Will, I just, you know, put some stuff together. How? Well, I just know. Tell me the details, man. Where did you buy it? Where did you buy it? I've never seen, a green apple that green or an orange that orange. I never seen it. I never seen a salad prepared the way you prepared it. Well, I just chopped it up. No, tell me how, brother. Tell me how. Put it on a video. Put it on audio and tell me exactly what you did. You wake up, you put your makeup on. I've never seen lips that red. I've never seen eyebrows that, you know, that detailed. Do a video on makeup. You got an afro. I've never seen nobody's hair puffed out and, you know, it looks oily, but yet it's not. How did you do that? Make a video. Your nails is off the chain. How did you do that? How did you put that acrylic paint or whatever you did to your fingernails? Maybe you got beautiful feet. I don't know. Maybe you got, you got a very thin frame. Maybe you got a very, very healthy frame, but you make it look good. How do you do it? So maybe you got a photographic memory. Maybe you can write books. Maybe you can't write books. Maybe you can walk up a flight of stairs. Maybe you can't. Maybe you can stand on your head. Maybe you got 15 kids by 15 different women. Maybe you ain't got no kids and you're 50 and you should have. You look like Denzel Washington. You've never been married and you got no kids. How the hell did you do that? I know a client like that and I ask him that all the time. Dude, you mean to tell me you got no kids, you've never been married, so either you're gay or I don't know how you go through life and you've never been, you know, tied, been tackled down by no female. Write a book on how you did it, because I'm interested. I read that book. So you're almost 50 years old. You've never been married. You've never been in no serious relationship, but you don't have no kids and you're not gay. Okay, that dog, something that don't add up. So you need to explain to me in vivid detail how you did that, because I'm interested. You're like, really? You would read that? Hell yeah, I would read it. Because I want to know. Because I go to the places when I was single, I hit on people. And when I was single, people hit on me. So you mean to tell me, you go, nothing? Yeah, it happened, but I'm not interested. So you're not interested? How are you not interested? Does your plumbing works? Yep, plumbing works. So do you need to tell me, dog, something is up? So that means that fool is either hiding something, or they got a story to tell. Either way, that's content. Content is you being you. Content is you explaining to people the stuff that nobody wants to do. Nobody wants to chop up onions in little pieces to make that salad sparkle. Because if you tell me you got onions in your salad and you didn't chop them up, I want to know where you get them from. And you tell me, well, I brought them from the grocery store that was already chopped. Okay, great. That means I can go to the grocery store and buy them. And see, maybe I don't know. So I'm over here crying and chopping up. So you mean to tell me you can go to the grocery store and buy onions that's already chopped up by somebody else? Really? So then I'm going to go to the grocery store and I'm going to buy it too. But I'm not going to learn it unless you tell me. So please, brothers and sisters, shareable, repeatable experiences that you do, regardless of how boring they are, that's your content. Number three, and this one is really important, and this is the toughest one of all. Acquiring new skills by being motivated by old ones. Now, let me explain what that means. You are the master of your word, which means you are the master of your world. So I've forgotten more shiznits than most people have ever learned. I got boxes and boxes and boxes of notes and papers. I got my original stuff from Vision Impact Photography. I still have negatives. When I tell my youngest daughter, I showed her my negatives, she looked at me like, Dad, what is this? She had never seen film, 35 millimeter. Now, I had a 4x6. I had a Hasselblad camera. I don't know if y'all know what that is. That's old school. So I have negatives that are 4x6. That's what I used to do. Remember, the larger the negatives, that's the only way you could do poster size print. So anytime you do an image that was above, like I say, a 16x20, you couldn't do it on a regular 35 millimeter negative. It would be too grainy. See, we don't even know what that means anymore. So I got old stuff that I go back and I revisit that has been replaced with new skills. So now they got digital photography. So when I go back and look at my old photography, I used to be the master when I had my own dark room. People don't even know what a dark room is. I used to have 3 chemical bays where I would take the camera, I'd go in the dark room, I had an enlarger, and I would expose the paper with the image, and I would take the paper and dip it into the solution and dip it into another solution, and I would chemically produce one picture at a time, hang it up and let it dry. Go talk to somebody under 21 and explain to them what I just said. They will look at you with this glazed over deer in the headlight look. But know what they will tell you? We got digital photography now, homie. We got Photoshop. I can take a picture. I can put you on the beach in Zimbabwe, and there ain't no beaches in Zimbabwe, because I can Photoshop it in. I can take an image of you, and I can make it look like you on your knees, you know, worshiping Jay-Z at a concert. I can Photoshop Jay-Z in there. I can Photoshop a bunch of people behind him. I can put you in there. I can take a picture of you on Facebook, and I can make it. I can send it to your wife, and I can show a picture of you with Sally Sue. It looks real, and you ain't even seen. You don't even know Sally Sue. Why? Technology. So content is the ability to acquire new skill sets. So You have to be an old dog that can learn new tricks. Now, I'm getting up there, so this is very applicable to me. Now, if you're younger, it's a little different. But the point of the matter is, if you are younger, if you're still in your 20s, how much time do you spend acquiring new skills? Let me phrase that. So when you get home tonight, you go to the TV, you're going to watch TV. So how much time do you spend playing checkers, playing dominoes, playing those games on your cell phone? I don't even know what they call it. I don't know. I see people playing them all the time. Playing Xbox. Now, thank God that wasn't my generation. We played outside. So my little son, he could stay in his room all day, and he does, playing my stepson in there, playing video games all day. I even forget he's here. He comes out. He can't even eat. He don't shower. He don't take a bath. He don't do nothing. Play games all day. Now, granted, he's a kid. So, you know, supposed to be. But I know grown-ass men, because some of the people that he's playing with, audio so where they can talk to people in different places. And I asked, hey, what do you do? Hello, that's my friend. Really, how old is he? 30 what? He's 30-something grown man playing with a little kid on a video game for 8 hours? Where they do that at? Could you imagine if he spent 8 hours watching a video by Tony Robbins, or watching a video, you know, by Les Brown, or watching a video by Master Teacher 33? If he spent 8 hours a day acquiring new skills, do you know where he would be 30 days from now? Do you know where you would be 30 days from now? If you spent your free time that you blow doing whatever, don't get it wrong. You got to have some time to relax, decompress, absorb what you're doing, but it should not be 6 hours. If you spend 6 hours relaxing, then what you're doing, you might as well find a new occupation because it's stressing you out. So, brothers and sisters, it is very important to understand the way that you create a content-driven life is that your life is content-worthy, meaning there's things that you do in your life that people like me find interesting. Only thing that you do is that you document it by being real. The moment somebody turns a camera on somebody, they get fake. They start talking proper. They walk differently. No, don't do that. If you curse a lot, don't do what I did. When you do your content, curse. And now if you don't curse, don't curse. Don't be fake just to try to appease your audience. Be real. Your content must be real. Because your content is you. Most people think their content is what they've learned. No, your content is what you do with what you've learned. Tell me how you apply what you do. Tell me how you worship God. Don't tell me you worship God. Tell me how you worship God. Do you get on your knees? Do you stand up? Do you say 5 Hail Marys? Do you walk in circles? Do you prostrate yourself? Do you put your thumb and your index finger together, and then do you have your 3 other fingers extended? If you do that, you need to stop doing that. I'll explain that tonight during my Carbon 7 Super Series. I posted it on my Facebook page today. If you're doing that, you might want to stop doing that. If you get in a yoga position, and if you see and you rock back and forth, why are you making that sound? You may not want to do that either. Because you need you want to do it if you want to activate certain things and if you want to go to certain places and if you want to conjure up certain stuff. But at least if you're doing it, at least you know why you're doing it. Because that's why I want you to tell me what you're doing. So that way I can say, oh, well, maybe you should not do that. Like I talked about before with the sales process. So you're making sales, but how are you making those sales? What is your process of customer acquisition? See, I can tell you my step-by-step process of customer acquisition because I put it inside of my book called Eagles Club, and I sent you a copy of it that is based upon leverage. Because leverage is the coverage. So I'm an ambassador of love. So I know how it feels not to be loved. I know how it feels not to be a part of something. I know how it feels not to have your opinion, your way of thinking validated. So I built a system that is based upon love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, because against such things there is no law. So that is based upon, so my system, my customer acquisition is based upon giving. So I know the more that I give, the more that I receive. That's why I got over 1,500, 2,000 audio, free audio shows. I got 200-300 videos on my YouTube channels for free. So people tell me all the time, Brother Will, why did you charge? Dude, I got more free shizness than I charge. I gave away stuff for 5 years before I ever charged a dime. I primed the pump. I paid my dues. I created content. So if somebody comes to me and they ain't got no money, go to my Blog Talk channel. I got 3 of them. Pick one. Anyone you like. I got one on wealth. I got one on health. And I got on wisdom. Pick the one that you like. And listen, I got enough content to keep you busy for a whole year. And you never have to listen to the same thing twice. And it's free. So don't come telling me, man, why I charge for shizness. The only way you can tell me that because you don't know me. Well, that dude is out for money. Because if you had a clue, I don't even entertain stuff like that. That is why it's so important that you have a system in place. Because when a system comes up, when people that don't know your system comes up and tell you that you don't got a system, or that your system is trying to rip people off, or that you come kind of charlatan, are you this, are you that, you got proof. And you got testimonials, because you are a real dude and a real dudette. You're not hiding behind some corporate logo. You're not running no freaking scam or no scheme to try to rip people off, just give people to buy into your program. You stand behind your program because my personal cell phone number is on my website. And I give it out to people. My home address, where I live, you can get in your car and you can drive to my house. I just don't recommend it, especially if you got some bullshitness, because I would meet you in the parking lot. We'll settle it. Like men, old school. But at the same time, to whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, the pendulum swings to the right. That means I have extreme love. But it also means I can have some extreme hate. So I give a lot, so I expect a lot. Course is filled with a lot of information, so I charge a lot of money. I say a lot of crazy stuff, but everything I say, I can back it up with science, and I can back it up with scripture, and I can back it up with non-canonized text. Because why? I'm a real dude. I went through real problems. I got real emotional scars. I got real bad credit. I got real issues that I'm going through. This is not make-believe. This is not Hollywood. This is real life. And so my products are real. They touch you in your core. And they will develop real feelings. They will produce real results if you put forth real effort, because it's based upon real life. So your product should be based upon real life too. If you are hanging out with me, because I'm a real dude. I'm not no Hollywood puppet head. I'm not the image of some corporation. Nobody paying me to be the corporate spokesperson of, you know, freaking some windmills out in the middle of Zimbabwe. Now, I used to do that. I used to just go out and just, you know, sign up and, you know, represent this person, become an affiliate marketer, because I just liked the way it sounded. I thought it was a way to make money. I did that. That's why I can talk about it. I don't recommend you doing it. Now, you can do that and you will make money, but you're not going to be purpose-based. You're not going to be connected with the pleroma. You're not going to have no intuition or instinctive training. You're not going to be enthusiastic. You will have no inspiration. And you won't have dunamis power or charisma. So in order to have those things, you need to, number one, you need to be a real dude or a real dudette. Don't make no videos. Don't do nothing that you yourself have not done or you are not doing. That's number one. Be authentic. Number two, be willing to repeatedly do stuff that you don't want to do. Just wake up every day and say, I don't feel like working out today, but guess what? I want that beach body. I want that six pack. So I'm going to the gym every day. every day you got to be willing to do stuff that you don't want to do. Because why? That's how you do your content. Because your content is going to contain stuff of you. It's going to be, if I follow you around with a camera, I'm going to be filming you doing stuff that, hey, I thought you said you don't like doing it. So I'm going to pull you over there. I'm going to interview you. I'm going to catch you in the act. Like I'm a, you know, CNN reporter or Fox News. I'm going to run up on you and say, hey, brother so-and-so, I thought you said, brother, that you do not like working out. And I'm going to stick the mic in your face. And you're going to say, I don't, but I do it anyway. I'm going to say, really? Well, why do you work out? And I'm going to stick the mic back in your face. You're going to say, because I want a six-pack. You're going to say, because when I'm 80 years old, I want to be able to walk up a flight of stairs. You're going to say, because I don't want to have blood pressure. I don't want nobody freaking hooking me up on no dialysis machine. So therefore, that's why I do stuff I don't want to do. I want to eat Captain Crunch cereal and watch TV every day like everybody else do. But I don't. I repeatedly do stuff that other people are not willing to do. Film that. Okay, cut the camera. You ain't gonna see that on the news. You're not gonna see that on the news because that empowers people. That's shareable. What we want drama. We want love and hip hop. We want Stevie J sleeping with this person and that person. We want fights. We want freaking world star hip hop. We want drama. We want to see police shootings. We want to see people killing no people. We don't want to see nobody making a meal and actually helping somebody. We don't want to see that. We want to see mayhem because the world is based upon that negative crap. So if you come to the marketplace and you got something that has enthusiasm in it, you got something nobody else got. First of all, you are real and you got something. You got a product. You got a service. You got an information. And it is based upon real life. It's actually something that you've personally done. And do you mean to tell me that you actually do this? I can follow you around with the camera and I can actually see you actually. You mean to tell me that you don't have pec implants? You don't have, you're not fake. Those are your real eyelashes. So I can film you. And I mean, you put on your own makeup. You mean that's your real hair? Nothing is real in this world anymore. So if you come to the market with something that is real, people will beat a doorstep. They will run to you because you got real content. We live in a world where everybody's fake. Everybody's on Facebook. That's called fake book. Everybody on Facebook is fake. Nobody is doing what they say that they're doing. You could come to my house right now and follow me around 24/7, 365. What I tell you I've been doing on this show is what I do at home every day. That doesn't exist in the world. We live in a world of make-believe now. We live in a world where people present themselves as something that they are not because everybody got an angle. So if you come to the marketplace with real content, not a product, not a service, not information, you put your face on it. Put your name on it. Put your name. Your website should be myname.com. Nobody uses their real name. Everybody got a fake name. Everybody got a pseudonym. People don't even publish stuff with their real name anymore. Why? Nobody can stand behind their product. Nobody can stand behind their service. Nobody can stand behind their information. Everybody is fake. So I am recommending, brothers and sisters, for your niche, because your niche is you. Your niche is not what you do. Your niche, your product, your service, your information, your content is what you do with your niche. So tell me, what do you do with your children? Tell me, what do you do with this great product or this great service that you got? Tell me, how you interact with it? Because again, if you doing it, I'm gonna watch you do it, and if it works for you, then I'm gonna do it. But if you telling me about some shit that you're doing, you telling me you do 500 push-ups every morning, that's how you maintain your beach body, then I'm gonna watch you. I'll say go ahead and knock out the 500 push-ups, homie, that you do every morning. And you say, well, I used to do it. Okay, well, no, that's not what you said in your advertisement. Your advertisement, you said you do 500 push-ups every morning. Okay, let me see. Now you can follow me to the gym. I tell you, I bench with 120s, and I will pick up the 120s, and I will bench with 120s now, not when I was 20. I'm damn near 60, and I still bench with 120s. And if you want to come with me to the gym, you can come with me and meet me at the gym anytime you want to. And I will show you, because guess what? I'm a real dude. I don't hide behind no fake marketing. So the way, again, that you present yourself to the market is how the market is going to see you. And it's really hard to rebrand and re-image yourself once you present yourself. So think very carefully about the image. And guess what? If you real, you ain't got to worry about changing. See, I didn't have no mentor. I didn't have nobody to tell me this. So I was fake. And then I got tired of being fake. And then everybody was like, hold up, I thought you said you this dude. Now all of a sudden, you posting stuff on Facebook, you're doing this, and you're another dude. Like, which dude is it? We're confused. So don't do that. Don't make the mistake that I did. Be real. Take the mask off. Take the phony off, the phony accent, accent, the rich man, this, that, and the other. Man, if you wear T-shirts and jeans every day, film a video. Put it on YouTube with you in a T-shirt and jeans. Don't put on no suit. If you drop F-bombs when you talk, when you do your content, drop F-bombs. You are going to piss off a lot of people, and a lot of people are going to disconnect. But guess what? There's a lot of other people that drop F-bombs too. And they're going to be like, hey, I like that dude. He dropped F-bombs like me. And guess what? They're going to resonate with you. That's your market. You don't go find no target market. You are your target market. You marketing to yourself. So every time I want to sell something, I just think, okay, what would get my attention? And I put that down, and guess what? I'm talking to me. Because the people that I market to, they're just like me. So that's why when I say negative stuff about the Reverend Dr. Bishops, I am talking to people who have experiences like me, and they were bad, and they got a bad taste in their mouth with the Reverend Dr. Bishops too. So I am not marketing to Reverend Dr. Bishops because they don't like me, and I don't like them. So I know my market. My market know me. It's a niche. My niche is my dear Kinnear. My dear Kinnear is my service. My service is my design. My design is my blood type. My blood type is based upon my place of birth. It's based upon my time of birth. It's based upon the letters inside of my name. All of this have to establish my niche. I just didn't decide out of thin air that I'm going to market to 35-year-old African-American men who don't smoke. No, but I don't do the marketing services. That's what I'm saying. Stuff I teach you can find at Harvard Business School because this is real life. This is called guerrilla marketing. This is the real world. And so to get real world results, you got to be real. You got to make a choice. Now, the fake stuff works good too. Now, in all fairness, let me keep it real. There's a lot of fake people who make big money being fake. Big money. I'm talking about they're one thing on screen, and then you meet them off screen, and they're like, dude, that's not me. That's just a character I'm playing. I get paid to play the character. Now, they make big money. They do that in Hollywood. Okay, that's not me. I could not play a role as a homosexual male because in real life, I'm not a homosexual. So I couldn't play that part. I play real parts. I live in the real. Now, I used to be fake, and I used to play roles, and then I found out that I couldn't keep up the act. And I got tired of, like, damn, what character am I now? I forgot who I was playing this week. It was just too happy. It was just too much stuff. It's like trying to date 10 women at the same time. You got all these lies out there. I did that, too. Yeah. That don't work either. So I've learned the hard way, brothers and sisters. That's all I'm saying. I've learned the hard way to, number one, be real. Number two, do repeatable stuff, the stuff that you can do, whether you like it or not. Some of it you're going to like, some of it you're not, but it's repeatable and it's duplicatable. And number three, acquire new skills. If you do that, you will be successful in your niche market. Again, number one, be real, be authentic. Number two, do duplicatable and repeatable stuff, shareable experiences, whether you like them or not. You know that. It's going to be successful. Successful people do stuff that unsuccessful people are not willing to do. So be willing to do the stuff that's required to be successful. And number three, sharpen your saw. Acquire new skills. Always be willing to learn. You do those three things, my brothers and my sisters, you will have content mastery over your space. Tomorrow we go with step number six, where we break down the process of what I call metaphysical marketing, which is a process. It's metaphysical marketing. Now, the marketing that they teach out in the world, that's not the marketing I teach. So we're going to break it down tomorrow with step six. So, brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in the all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming.